Texte numéro 86. The cars that ate Paris. The French capital gave birth to the flâneur, that casual wanderer of the modern town, whose immense joy is to stroll the streets amid the ebb and flow of movement, in the words of Baudelaire. But most of the ebb and flow these days comes from traffic roaring along the main boulevards. Now, in an effort to awaken its inhabitants in a flâneur, Paris is to hold its first car-free day on September 27th. Inspired by similar events elsewhere, notably in Brussels, a group of eco-citizens came up with the idea last year. The upshot is not the complete car ban that the group originally sought. The car-free zone will cover only the capital's central neighbourhoods. It will take place on a Sunday, and taxis, buses and residents' cars will still be allowed on the streets, albeit at crawling pace. Yet the event may well capture the imagination of Parisians, who, the mayor hopes, will picnic on the cobblestones and reclaim the streets. The unfamiliar sounds of a car-free day will doubtless underscore how much noise and grime a modern city tolerates. Paris does not suffer from Beijing-style levels of smog, but there are constant worries about toxic fine particle pollution, particularly from France's large number of diesel engines. Background levels of fine particles were 50% above target limits in 2014, and up to three times those thresholds by roadsides, according to Paris's air quality watchdog.